Four states and Washington, D.C. have approved the use of recreational marijuana, and entrepreneurs are looking for ways to find their niche in the burgeoning marketplace. One company is working on a cannabis oil that would be inhaled through a normal e-cigarette. For more insight into this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by sociology professor Josh Mizell. He's co-chair of the Humboldt Institute for Interdisciplinary Marijuana Research at Humboldt State University. Professor Mizell, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
What do you see for this future of using an e-cigarette with marijuana oil? How would that work out?
Well, it would work out because we have an expanding market, and we have users who are interested in avoiding detection, which of course creates its own set of concerns. What we're seeing is a growing market where you have edibles and you have vapor pens that have been introduced. On the one hand, it's driven by what I term cannabis capitalism, where as you've pointed out, states have liberalized the laws, and they see opportunities for a growing market. Users, on the other hand, have an innate desire of avoiding detection in any way, and these vapor pens and edibles provide a way to use cannabis without being as easily detected, especially in places where laws are more restrictive.
So let's take a look. I mean, at least under California law, for example, were you to walk down the street with an e-cigarette that was made originally for consumption of a tobacco-type product, I guess,
sure,
a nicotine-based product, and you were using a marijuana-type product, would you be breaking the law?
Well, that's an excellent question. The way the oils and the waxes that are produced and used with these vapor pens are regulated is they're regulated much in the same way as laws in California pertaining to smoked cannabis. Interestingly enough, New York just passed a law legalizing access to medical cannabis, but they specifically are prohibiting smoking cannabis. So they're actually setting up an infrastructure that supports the use of these e-cigarettes. And one of the interesting pieces around this is that e-cigarettes, because you're ingesting the oil, which is a more potent form of cannabis, there's a possibility of people unknowingly consuming more cannabis than they maybe want to. Colorado has certainly experienced that in terms of unintended overdoses because of improper labeling of edibles and vapor pens.
Do scientists know if using a vapor pen would be safer for a medical marijuana patient? Is it easier on the lungs?
That's what, the research I've seen suggests that not only do users report less perceived lung irritation and no lingering problems associated with using the substance for medical conditions, but actually research has shown that there's lung functioning seems to be better for those who use vapor pens compared to smoking. But there's still a lot that's not known about the long-term physiological effects of vaporizing cannabis in and of itself. I mean, there is more research on smoking cannabis.
Appreciate your time this morning. Josh Mizell, co-chair of the Humboldt Institute for Interdisciplinary Marijuana Research at Humboldt State University.